Okay, let's get into Yechezkel Perek Vav. As we continue in this work of Nevi'im Achronim, and we continue talking about the Churban, again, the first part of Sefer Yechezkel here is much about that. First, we discuss the siege, then we discuss what's going to happen after the siege, and this Perek focuses on, the first half of the Perek focuses on the Avodah Zarah, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and the Avodah Zarah themselves, that they will be destroyed. And the second half of the Perek gets back to what we were talking about in the previous Perek, what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael. There will be very little remnant left. They will all be punished for the Avodah Zarah. Right? This Perek talks about the Chet, the Avodah Zarah, which was the hallmark of the Chataim in Sefer Malachim, which led to the Churban Habayis. And here we talk about it again. Again, it's hard for us to fathom. Hard to fathom that the Avodah Zarah Avera, because we're so far removed from it, but we know that it was very strong at the time. Right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses both the Taiva and the loss of the Taiva. We know the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin on Daf Kuf Beis Mabeis, the story that Rav Ashi was about to give Shir. He was telling his Talmidim what Shir was going to be on the next day. So Rav Ashi said, Niftach B'Chavrin, we're going to talk about our colleagues tomorrow, our Chavrin. And what happened? He was going to talk about Menashe the next day, and he didn't give him the proper covet when he announced what he's going to talk about. So Asa Menashe is Chazi Lebechelme. The Menashe came to Rav Ashi in a dream that night. Omar, Chadercha v'Chader Davul Karislan. You call me a friend? You don't call me a king? Mehecha Boaz Lemishri Amotzi. Where? When you make Amotzi. And you cut the bread. Where are you supposed to cut the bread from? I'll ask you a simple question. Omar Le Lo Yadan. Rav Ashi says, I don't know. Omar Le, says Menashe. Mehecha Debaas Lemishra Amotzi Lo Gamiris. The Chaver Karislan. You don't even know basic halachas. You don't know how to make Amotzi. And you're calling me Chaver? How dare you? Amar Leh, so what's Rav Ashi's reaction? Instead of saying, wow, I'm sorry, I can't, what did Rav Ashi say? Agmarei li, teach me. Teach me, you want to know the halacha. Ulamachar derishon leh mishimcha bevirka. Tomorrow, I will darshan it in your name. Hato'am omer tamar b'shem amro. Amar Leh mehecha dekarm bishula. He answered, where it is baked the most. Which itself is a question. What does that mean? Does it mean the middle? Does it mean the edge? Okay, not for now. But either way, says Rav Ashi in his dream to Menashe, since you're so wise and smart, so how do you bow down to Avodah Zarah? What happened to you? Omar Le, he says, Ihavis Hasam. If you would have been there, Havis Nakitna Bishipule Glima, you would run after the edges of my robe, Varatis Abasra, and you'd run after me. Meaning you have no idea what the Taiva was, in those days. Right, it was Sosa Yetzahara. Yetzer Avodas Kochavim Shayesh Sholeit, right, the Rashi says. And the next day he gives Shir, he says, Niftach Baravasa. He calls him our rabbis. But again, you see the Gemara there, there was a Taiva. I'm not sure that we can't understand the Taiva, but it existed for Avodah Zarah to bow down, to realize, think that there's power to the sun and the moon and trees and rocks, to think that there's power in these things. The Gemara tells us in two places, once we have an Avodah Sanhedrin open, we can look at Sanhedrin. That was on Daf Kuf Beis. This is Sanhedrin Samach Dalet, back in the seventh parak. The Gemara talks about how the Chazal destroyed and killed the Yitzhahara for Avodah Zarah because it was just wreaking havoc and they couldn't deal with it anymore. Right? He said, the Gemara says, Baya, Baya, they cried out. Hainu da'achri lebeise, v'kal yulehechle, v'katlun le'tzadike. It caused, look what it caused, the Churban. Right? The Churban and destruction, v'aglun le'Yisrael, it sent us into Gullus, v'adayna murakid binon, it's still here. Just get rid of it. Klom yavite lo an el kabule be'agra. The whole point of the Yitzhahara is for us to get schar to overcome our taiva. Lo iu be'inan, lo agri be'inan. Take it away. And the Hashem gets a gadola. Daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what happened all of a sudden? A lion of fire came out from the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Nafa kegurya denura Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Amar lo navi liYisrael. The Navi, one of the Navim said, Hainu Yitzhahara levod zara. This is the Yitzhahara. What they do, they grabbed it. They grabbed it. Again, this is all very metaphoric, very deep, but the message for us is that something changed. Right? A hair went out from it, fell out of its body. Azal Kali, and it was very loud, 400 parsos away. They heard it. But they said, what should we do? Heichi Nevid, Dilma Mishmaim Rachmi Alei. Right? What should we do? Maybe from Shemaim they're going to have Rachamim. What does that mean? Right? The Marsha says, the Koch HaTfil of the Yitzhahara. Either way, they said, put it in somewhere where he can't be heard. Shadzua beduta de ivra, they put it in a lead bottle. Vikasua beivra de shalf kale, it's a soundproof bottle, and therefore they got rid of it, and it was never heard of again, and that's why we don't have such a taiva. Amri, they said, once they were destroying taivas, and Yetzaharas, Amri Hove is Ratzon Uni by Rachmi Yitzhak Avera. They said, okay, maybe we're on a roll. Let's get rid of the Yitzhahara for Taiva, for Gili Arayas. And they davened and they locked it up, but they saw the world can't function without a little bit of Taiva because you have to get married and animals have to have Taiva. So that is why they blinded it, they weakened it, but they didn't kill it totally. But anyway, this is Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, we can't fathom it, but this was a very strong reality in the days of old. In the days of old. That was the end. We just spoke about the end of Avodah Zarah. The beginning of Avodah Zarah. That's the Rambam, Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Rambam talks about the history. Where did it start? It started not too far off, right when history started, in the days of Enosh. Very early Avodah Zarah started. The Yimei Enosh, the Rambam says, the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, which has 51 mitzvos. 51 mitzvos relate to Avodah Zarah. Included in that, the Rambam has mitzvos that are also independent, Kosei, Ma'onein, Chover, Chover, Dorei Shalameisim, Ovidoni, but they're connected. They're connected. But the Rambam says, Bimei Enosh, Tov Bnei Adam, Tov Gadola. People made a tremendous mistake in the days of Enosh. Right? It started slowly, but then it went. Right? What happened? What was their mistake? Amru Ho, V'Hakel, Barak, Chavim Elu, since Hashem created the stars, and the Galgalim, Lahanigas, Olam, and He put them in place in order to be Manig, the Olam, the sun and the moon and the stars, so wouldn't it be Ra'ui to give Hashem's servants kavod? If they're His servants, so giving them kavod would give Him kavod. So they started serving them as a way to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The problem is, they forgot that second statement, and they just started serving them. Ru'ui Yemeim, L'Shabchon, L'Farim, L'Achloem, Kavod, V'Zeu Ratzon HaKel Baruch. Who they thought Gadel Ulechabed Misha Gidlo Vechibdo Kimosha Melech, just like a king Rotsa, a king wants you to be Mechabe those who he gives covet to Lechabed Avadav Vahom Dim Lefanav Vezeo Kvodo Shamelech. Kivin Shalla Davers El Ibam Hitchil Livnot the Kochavim Hechalot. They started to build to the stars Hechalot Timakrav them Karbanos Ulechabcham Ulefarim Bidvarim Lishtachvos Lamulan. And that was the Avodah Zarah originally. But after a couple of centuries, not only did they, were they taught themselves, but also false prophets pushed them away. Hashem told us, serve this star, and then it got out of control. Now did God tell me to serve the star? The star spoke to me, this Malach spoke to me, and everything was forgotten. All of the world forgot. All they knew was the wood and the rock, via hechel shel binyan, shenischanchu mikanusam. This is what they were taught. L'shtachvos lahem ula avdan uli hishava bishman. And that's it. They didn't know anything else. The alderach zehay olam misgalgel v'holeich, ad shenolad amudo shel olam, shehu Avraham Avinu. Until Avraham Avinu came along and changed it. But that's the history of Avodah Zarah. So now we learned about the history, we learned about the end, and this is all about in the middle. This parak is all about the terrible things in the middle. So what does the parak say? V'hidvar Hashem Elai Lamar, Yecheskel says, the word of Hashem came to me, Ben Adam, Sim Panecha El Harei Yisrael. Face the mountains. The mountains are where they built all their mizbechos and their bamos. Look at the mountains, as if talk to the mountains. Sim panecha. The Rinas Yisrael points out that we know that there are two types of punishments Hashem gives. The lesser punishment, so to speak, is hester panim. Hashem turns away and leaves us open to the mikrim of the world. Worse in a sense, better in another sense, but worse in a sense is Hashem directly. Hashem directly going against us, because there the Rinas Yisra quoting a Malbim for Parshas Achremos, that's different. Ulam she'en ador ru'uyin misalik hashkachaso v'zenek rehester panim ki'im ne'ezavim ela mikrim ulam lifamim yeha'onesh hashkachi al yedei p'nei Hashem hashkachaso v'heim panim shel za'am v'ha'onesh hashkachi machriach machris hane'enash legamrei. That's worse. You might say, sometimes we find the idea, on the other hand, of it's better if Hashem is there, right? What do we say at the beginning of Tachnun? Sarli Mo'od, right? That we Hashem, Dov and El chooses. I want you, right? I want you to punish me and not anyone else, not Mikra. Okay, but either way, Sim Panecha, V'hinave Aleihem. Prophesies about them, these mountains. V'yamarta Arei Yisrael, Shimu Dvar Hashem Elokim, as if Yechezkel is talking to the mountains. Karmar Hashem Elokim, Leharim, V'lag V'os, La'afikim, V'lagei Ayos, all the places where they used to build. the altars. Hinini ani mevi aleichem cherev. I'm going to bring upon you sword. Right? You, the Radak says, is referring to the Ovdim and the Ne'evadim, the worshippers and the worshipped, meaning the idols and the all Avodah Zarah is going to be destroyed, along with the worshippers. The Ibadati Bamos Seichem, and I will destroy your Bamos. We know Bamos, there was a time that there was a Heter Bamos, L'Shem Shamayim. Here we're talking about Bamos L'Shem Avodah Zarah. But even Bamos L'Shem Shamayim were mutter at a certain point. Just not always. We discussed in the Sefer Malachim Shiurim. How was it? So many times it said the kings got everybody to do tshuva, but couldn't get rid of the Bamos. So we discussed that then. There's no Shiurim. What about the Bamos? But we know, the Mishnah tells us, at the end of Masechet Zvachim, the last paragraph of Zvachim, the Mishnahs go through the six stages of halacha, six stages of halachic history regarding Bamos. Right? From the time the world was created until the Mishkan was built, so there was a heter of Bamos. Once the Mishkan was built, then Bamos were aser. They come into Eretz Yisrael, stage 3, they come to Gilgal, Bamos were mutter for the next couple of years. Then they come to Shiloh, Bamos are aser, right, for the 369 years. After Shiloh is dismantled, so then Nov and Givon, mutter of Bamos, and then once they come to Yerushalayim, Ne'esru HaBamos. So there were times that Bamos were mutter, but not now, and for sure not L'Shem Avodah Zarah. V'nashamu, and Hashem continues and says, I'm going to destroy all of them. V'nashamu Mizbechoseichem. All of your mizbechos. The Malbim says, Abama maybe is a private, mizbech is shel tzibur. V'nishbru chamaneichem. The chamaneichem, the sun images. V'hipalti chalaleichem lefegilaleichem. The worshippers are going to die in front of their idols. It'll be a mixture of destruction, so it'll be clear that this is why it is. V'nasadi es pigri b'nei Yisrael lefegilaleichem. V'zeirisi es asmoseichem, as it said, svivos v'zachoseichem. They're not going to be zochet to burial, right? They'll be destroyed, right? The Ovdi Avodah Zarah are the worst. And but what does Hashem say again in Pasaches? V'hosarti bios lachem plite cherev bagoyim. I'm going to save a little bit. In with the destruction, Hashem keeps saying, I'm going to save some. Bizaroseichem ba'aretzos, as you are strewn about in the lands. V'zachru pliteichem osi. And those that remain will remember me. Bagoyim asher nishbusham, where you are captured. Asher nishbarti as liba mazona, I have broken their sway, their wayward heart, asher sarbi alai, that went against me, veseneam azonos achregiluleam, and their wayward eyes, venakotu bifnehem elaroz asher asu l'chotu avosehem. They themselves will recognize, venakotu bifnehem, the Mitzuda said, yichrusu beinei atzman. They themselves will realize, you know, what they've done wrong, and how this is just, and how it is terrible. Right, venakotu, they will reach that stage, and that's the goal. That's the goal of all of this. And that's what the Pasuk says. V'yaduki ani Hashem. They will know that I am Hashem. Lo elchina dibarati. Not for nothing. Lasos lemara azos. And that's the goal for the whole process. The goal is not as a punishment per se, but all punishments HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives is l'shem b'nei Yisrael recognizing. That's what the Malbim says. The Malbim says right here on Pasuk Yud Aleph. The whole purpose is, Imkein acha sheyelo hayitaron azem in aon shim. Once they have this yitaron, they recognize this from me. Shal yadam yachzru b'tshuva v'yaduas Hashem. That's why lo achinam. It's not for nothing. Ein havas aon shim poel reik v'davar shel chinam livli tachlis. Ki asigal yadig zeras izo shetibarti alem ara hatachlis hanirtze. What's the purpose? The purpose is for them to realize. That's even the makos. You look at the psukim in Shmos va'era bo v'datav ki ani Hashem ki ein kamoni b'chal ha'aretz. All of the purpose and the tachlis of it all. And that's what the Das Sofrim here says. This whole parak. The message of this parak is that we have to realize that there could be changes. Right? We human beings think that whatever is will probably stay the same. And what's changing so much? And that's what the Jews were thinking at that time. We have a Beis HaMikdash. Nothing's going to change. Klal v'klal, says the Das Sofrim. Lo kal l'bnei Adam ayoshvim misudarim b'mkomam lahamin b'keitz. It's hard to imagine an end. Right? I might throw it the other way. Even Mashiach. It's hard to imagine in Tzipis L'Yeshua. A Keitz to Artsaris. It's hard to imagine. We have to hope for it. But it's hard in this way, getting back to his point. Tamid kayemes hatikva ki ha'omed bimkomo yamshich la'amod. People always hope that things will stay the same. Gam b'dareinu hayinu edim le'argoshes ke'elu, right? In our generation, in Europe, nobody thought that anything was going to happen. Nobody had thought. B'nei bavel, but that's the message of this parak. That things could change. That's the Gemara we like to quote in Baba Basra on Daf Ayin Gimel. in the beginning of the fifth parak, in all the Rav Bar Chana sugyas, where it tells the story that Rav Bar Chana was on a boat. They saw something. They said, "Okay, let's get off the boat." I'm sorry, different story. The Asulei Chasagabed, it was a sandy area. The Kadach Agmi Lave, there were reeds. Savrinan Yabeshtihi, they said, "Oh, dry land, let's go." Visalkinan Viafinan Ubashlinagabe, they went and started making lunch. The Kadcham, right when they started the fire, Ishapich, the island turned over. Vilavdavi Mikrovasvinta, if our boat wouldn't have been close, Havi Tavina, we would have drowned. What's the message? It was really a fish, it wasn't an island. And sometimes we feel like we're on an island. We feel like we're solid footing and everything's good and everything's fine. And every once in a while, you know, the world turns over and it becomes a whale, becomes a marine animal. And if our boat wasn't close, right, if the Torah, if our connection to Hashem wasn't close, we wouldn't have survived. But that's the message of this parak, says the Das Sofrim. Emuna Beketz, realizing that things can change. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu deems so, things can change. And we have to recognize that was the purpose. V'yadu ki ani Hashem. Realize that Hashem is in charge. V'yadu ki ani Hashem. To be matzdik the din. To realize it's our fault. To realize Hashem has a plan. If you look in the Smak, Sefer Mitzvos Katan, right? One of the Bali Atosvos, who also wrote a Sefer Mitzvos, not to be confused with the Smag, right? The Smak is Rav Yisrael Mikorvil, one of the Bali Atosvos. So his Mitzvos, Mitzvah 1, 2, 3, and 4, are just like the Rambam. Emuna b'Hashem, Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. What's number 5? So the Rambam is number 5, Tfila. That's pretty important, right? Also at the beginning. The Smak has that as number 5, Litzadek es hadin al kol hama'ora. Right? To be matzdik the din, kidechsiv yadate lo lovecha, ki kasher yasir ish es bino, Hashem alakecha b'yasreka. To know that Hashem has a plan and everything that happens to me is meant to happen. Litzadeik, darshu chachamim, im heriachu harbe, yehe beinecha ma'at, ve'emar ma'at, michovi nignavti, yeisameach b'yisurin kishabon alav, v'meinu yachol lesovlan, mikol makom, la'acher shayavru yisvach b'hem, v'yishtof ha'yispar b'hem. So either be misameach with them. It's not that we can't. We're human beings. We can't be happy while it's going on, at least afterwards. Say, okay, it's meant to happen. As the Gemara says in Brachas, Igra di Yisurin Shtikusa, at least be quiet during the Yisurin. U'mitzvah zu notem ma'od el ha'ahava. Kasher dasu rabbeinu b'chol modecha b'chol midu mida she'imod elecha. Gam atzinu daras harishonim. Shem echabavin ha'yisurin v'gam daras rabbi Akiva chavivin yisurin. It's a very hard mitzvah. But that is the mitzvah, the Sfak says, mitzvah number 5. Going back to Pasuk Tes. Hashem says that the platin, the survivors will remember, and they'll realize that I broke their libam hazone, and I broke their eneyem hazono. So obviously this pasuk reminds us of the pasuk at the end of Kriyashma, velosasur achrei levavchem, v'achrei eneyem. That is also a mitzvah d'araisa, losase. It's one of the 6 mitzvahs t'midios. It's the only one of the mitzvahs t'midios that is a losase. Right? The other ones, of emuna, and, I'm sorry, avodah zara is also the other one. Emuna, avodah zara. Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. And this, 2 out of 6 are lo sases. So that's the last mitzvah in Parsha Shlach in the Sefer HaChinuch. Shlo Nosra Achar Machshavas Halev Uri'iyas Einayim. That's what Israel did here. And Hashem had to fix that. They were following their heart and their eyes. And therefore Hashem had to fix it. And the Chinuch says, Shorish Mitzvah Zenigle. Ki Bazeh Yishmar Ha'adam Echatol Hashem Kol Yomav. If we do this, that's a prevention of chait. V'amitzvah zos b'emes yisod gadol badat, ki ha-machshavos haros avos atumos. Because, achri levavchem, lev is often, says the chinuch, heretical thoughts. Einechem, that's in the sexual realm, and taiva. So if we could control ourselves and not let it go at all, then that'll prevent much, much sin. Shimtasas libcha, l'malos tavascha ra, pamachas, and if we give in a little bit, then we'll have to give in a lot. Averigur is Avera. Things become addictive, says the Sefer HaChinuch, and therefore that's why this is such a crucial Avera to be careful of. The Zayin LaTorah discusses, why did it say first heart? Achrei levavchem achrei einechem. Isn't usually you see and then it goes to your heart? Why is it first? Don't follow your heart and your eyes. Why is it in that order? So he says, well, maybe first, sometimes we see something. We see something, we walk in, we're part of the world, something pops up, we see something. It's only with one eye, though. Adam ro'a mitchil zavei rak ba'ayin achad. If we don't let it get to our heart, it'll just like go off and it won't affect us. But if we then let it get to our heart, then the heart will send it back and it will become with 2 eyes. And that's the problem. And that's why, if you look closely at that Rashi, what does Rashi say? Ha'ayin chomeid. Where's the lashon of the Rashi? Ha'ayin ro'eh. Right? Ayin. Not shtein ayin. So we have to make sure, if we only look in one eye, we can't let it get to two eyes. But again, that's the, we have to follow those what we learned from that pasuk, and that's what Hashem was fixing here. And continues the pasuk, finishing up, Ko'amar Hashem Elokim, Hakei B'kabcha, Yechezkel, clap your hands, or Rekah Raglecha, V'emar Ach, and stamp your feet, and say, Ach, El Kol HaTo'evos Rose Beis Yisrael, say, Ach, on all the To'evos. What's the Lashon of Ach? So Pashtus is, it's like a sigh, it's a groan, Rashi, Sa'akas Yagon V'oy. But if you look at the Malbim, and you look at Rabbi Breuer here, they both point out that Ach later on is also used in a context of Simcha. That they scream out Ach. So maybe it's a little of both. Says Rabbi Breuer, it's the will of God to reawaken this people to renewed life. Even as his lips open to utter a cry of anguish, the prophet is heartened at the thought of a new life rising out of the ruins. Right? Through the nefila, ki nafalti kamti, Yechezkel sees the destruction, but he realizes it's all for Am Yisrael. It's also to come back close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though we did all this Avodah Zarah, the only way is to start again, but somewhat start again. Hashem, not to wipe us out. In both of these very graphic, difficult prakim, in both prakim, we have a promise by Hashem that there will be a remnant. There will be a She'eris HaPleita, and that's what we daven for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has never given up on his people, and the relationship continues ad hayom hazeh. Okay, we'll stop here.